Plenty of Fifi, Bev and Nick on the Fox and the Listener app, and get all the big brand vitamins you need for half price at Chemist Warehouse's Vitamin Mayhem Sale. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
1019, this is the Fox. Yeah, we are on fire. We had a little taste last night. We went out together. You know, I had a couple of wines. Nick, you had a couple of beautiful beers.
Yum.
Boxy.
Had two mocktails.
Yeah, two mocktails.
But you stayed out later.
And you stayed out a little bit later. We're building up because yesterday on the show we thought we'd organise a night out because you say you're this big party animal.
I was.
You asked for ice cream in your mocktail last night.
Like, you're not a spider.
Oh, mate.
At a restaurant.
I didn't actually ask that. No, I didn't.
Did you ask for nuggets at Stoke House as well? What are you doing?
Yeah, no, you know, when the menu came out, we all had steaks. She said, have you got any like little mini dim sums and some nuggets?
I have a juvenile palate, but I didn't actually ask for ice cream in my mocktail.
But we sat there yesterday and I posed this to you.
And it's winter.
They'll always
it's
be
winter.
There.
It's cold going out at night.
We'll sit in a nice pub with a fire. It'll be beautiful.
What you want from me now is a yes, I will commit. Is that what you want?
All you got to say is yes, and Nick and I will organise everything.
Do I have to go all night? Do I have to go back and do an all-nighter?
It's an all-nighter.
An all-nighter.
Yep. You can do it.
Hey, trust us.
Okay, I'll do it.
You're in.
Yeah. I'll do it. One night. Okay, just to give this context. So since I had Trixie, which was 8 years ago, I haven't gone out. I was a party girl before that. Fev, in our friendship over the last 5 years working together, we've never had a drink. We've never gone out to a bar or a club or done anything like that.
And it's so much fun. I went with Fev. And I got home 24 hours late.
This is a disaster. But I think I'm ready to get back out there.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Fiona, because we've been working really hard, Nick and I, and all the production team behind me, led by Leon Shergren, DJ
Extraordinaire,
to the lame duck.
Am I going out to the lame duck?
We've upped that. And our wonderful friends at Underworks, who have come on board to do various things with us, including a single mum's party that we had. They jumped on board and sponsored it.
Sam and the team at Underworks.
They're the best.
They're so good. When I had my baby shower, we did a baby shower, Nick, for all the single mums in Melbourne.
Obviously, I'm a single mum.
Yeah. And we got all the single mums in a room and they were treated to the most beautiful morning. And Underworks made that the most special occasion.
They are. They're great people and they look after Melbourne. And they're looking after us because Boxy, Nick and I have organised this.
I was fun. I was party fun fee.
It's time for Boxy's big night out. All night, she'll go from the club straight to the show. The biggest party I've had on the Gold Coast.
That's right.
It's Boxy's big night out.
Heading to the Gold
Coast. We're going to the Gold Coast.
Yeah. One night only.
Cavill Avenue.
Cocktails and dreams.
Yes.
Bringing back the inner Boxy that was 1980.
Just a little background.
We're organising it to go there. It's going to be amazing. Thanks to Underworks. I haven't ran this past Alex yet. So
what?
Yeah. So
hang on. She'll be wrapped. You've arranged a big night out, a 24-hour party for me. We're not going to sleep. The idea is we'll turn up to this radio show the following morning having not slept. We'll walk out of a nightclub here into the studio.
Yeah.
And you've planned all this without asking Alex?
Yeah. And she just messaged me and said, call me.
Oh,
Anyway,
she's excited.
It's going to be fun.
No.
I think it's going to be amazing. Nick,
it's going to be the best. We're going to the Gold Coast.
We're going to take
you
out. Oh my God, we got a phone call. Who's this? Hannah.
Hey, are you going to the Gold Coast?
Yes, we're going to the Gold Coast.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Beefy, I went to your 21st back in the day.
Oh, Hannah, you were at my 21st when I was 35. That's awesome.
Hold on. Oh, she had a third. So Fifi missed out on her 21st birthday.
Yeah, I never
so
had one.
So when she was 36, a couple of years ago, she thought she'd have her 21st birthday.
It was awesome. Kylie Minogue was on stage singing me happy birthday, Marilyn Monroe style. Well, I do things delayed. So, Hannah, you were at my 21st. That was a great night, wasn't it?
It was an amazing night. CBD was probably the highlight as well.
Yeah, CBD performance.
CBD.
I think I smoke bombed and phantom my own 21st, though. Do you see what they're doing to me, though, Hannah? I'm not allowed to go home.
Hey, Hannah.
That's a fair call.
Would you like to come to the Gold Coast?
I would love to. Are you kidding me?
Well, you can come on. Why don't we invite Melbourne?
We're going to take big crew.
We'll take listeners.
Can other people come?
Yeah, they can come. They can come.
Leon?
What do you reckon?
From Monday, we'll have a standby list people can go on. Let's jump on the standby list.
Yeah.
Winner every day from Monday.
Hey, and can I just say this, and I hope you don't mind, because clearly I am a mum and I'm a single hands-on mum. No, but I never get to go out. Can I just say, if there are any mums listening who haven't got their mojo back after having kids and they want to come and have
mum's
a party?
Going wild.
Well, I think mummers going wild is fun on the Gold
Mate,
Coast.
Sick.
I mean, that can be anyone though. Boys, girls, anyone, you know, without kids can come. But I'm just saying, if you're a mum and you want to.
This is what you love about Fee. Like, we organise something for her, but then she like ups it and goes, well, you didn't really do a good job. I'm
going to
invite everybody.
No,
mate,
I just
you do
feel
your
like
party, mate.
This is me getting a night away from the kids for the first time in 8 years. Yep.
On the Gold Coast.
On the Goldie. Oh, man. I'm just comprehending this.
When are we going? We'll go in a couple of weeks. We'll go to the start of June.
I'll
give you 3 weeks. I'll give you 3 weeks to organise what you need to go.
Hey, pearls on.
And the best thing is we just fly in and fly out. Don't need accommodation. We don't.
I need someone to rest my head in case.
You don't need accommodation?
We're in and out. I might get through for 24 hours, but if I don't, I need to lie down.
Yeah. I just got to run it past Alex too first.
Hey, I want to do this. 13, 10, 60 fee. It sounds like you need this. Any tips for partying on the Gold Coast? What should we do? And Melbourne, do you have any party tips as well?
Should we get Warwick Kappa on the line?
Can we ask Warwick what we should do on the Gold Coast? Yeah, I love this. 13, 10, 60. Give us some tips. This will probably be my first night. Let's be honest. Daisy's not even two yet. I've got a few more years of not going out.
Yeah. 6 days.
This night's got to be everything.
It's going to be all of the above. Thanks to Underworks. Legends.
101.9 The Fox.
Big announcement on today's show. We are heading to the Gold Coast, Boxy.
I was fun. I was party fun, Fee.
It's time for Boxy's Big Night Out. Oh, no. She'll go from the club straight to the show. The biggest party I've had on the Gold Coast. It's Boxy's Big Night Out.
And we've upped it, Boxy. Obviously, we're all going to go to the Gold Coast for your big night out. And we're just throwing it open to Melbourne to ring up and register. They want to come with us.
And this is massive because, Boxy, you haven't had a night out in how long? 8 years?
Since 1993.
Do you know what? I had Bomber's won the flag in 2013. And the last time I went out for a big night would have been 2011.
Wow.
Was that in Hawaii?
No, lots of times after Hawaii, but Hawaii got a good run.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
That was where you thought to yourself, oh, I'm done here.
No. I miss it, though.
That's 10 years.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe that, Nick? I haven't been out. I go out till about 9, 9.30.
Smoke bomb.
Then you see the big puff of smoke and you think, oh, geez, that's a big smoke that someone's smoking. No, it's just Fee.
And I wouldn't be alone. And I am saying if anybody else wants a big night out because they haven't for various reasons, join in, and we also need some tips because this is Gold Coast. I want to know what nightclubs are still on the Gold Coast because last time I was partying on the Gold Coast, I was 17.
Wow.
And I was going to Cocktails and Dreams and Benson's.
Underage?
I was 18. Sarah in Moorabbin. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys.
Any suggestions? Fev and Nick have arranged this, and I don't really know what we're going to do.
It was probably about 2011 when my friends and I went out in Banff and we did a fake bachelorette or hen's party. So we had all the dress-ups, the sashes, the straws, everything. We got in everywhere.
Sort of straws?
Interesting, fun straws for adults.
Yeah.
That's a great. Should we do that dress-up? Should we have a theme?
Put you bride-to-be. Put like a big pink thing.
No,
yeah,
that's
great for the paps.
Yeah, I don't exactly.
That'd
let's
be great.
Not do that.
Yeah, we'll do that. That's a good
let's
tip.
Not.
Thanks,
actually,
Sarah.
Not.
You're on the standby list.
No. Sarah, do you want to come?
I would. Oh, my God. I'm a solo mum through IVF, and I would love to.
Oh, snap, Sarah.
Soul sisters.
We're soul sisters. That'd be wonderful.
I was at your baby shower as well.
Oh, Sarah, I'm getting emotional. We've been through so much together. Of course we should go to the Gold Coast and go wild.
Hey, speaking of your baby shower fee, Underworks were on that as well.
Oh,
they've jumped on board this as well, from your baby shower to big night out. Underworks has got you covered for all occasions. Underworks, the number one to down under for socks.
It'll be great for socks and jocks, Underworks, because we don't need accommodation, so we're going to have a quick change before we work.
Do you know what I was thinking too? Because if the challenge for me is to do an all-nighter, and that means not go home, go straight from wherever we are to the radio studio. Comfort is key. I'm going to wear sneakers and underwork socks.
Yeah.
Because they've jocks. Got the supportive socks. Well, yes, you have actually. Yeah. There you go.
Underwork jocks.
That's a great thing. We could wear our underwork socks because they're very supportive. Yeah. And
jump in the ocean.
Sneakers.
Quick dip. Work.
Won't be doing that. Won't be doing that. Peter in Clifton Hill. Hey, Pete.
Hey, how you going, team?
Great, Pete. I'm having a big night out.
I know. I hope I can come too.
You're on the standby list.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips, Pete, for any big Gold Coast trips?
Yeah, no. So every year, a few mates of ours head up to the Gold Coast and do the half marathon, which is on the Sunday morning.
That is not fun. That is not fun, Peter. No, we are talking big night out.
We're just about to get started.
All right.
So after the Gold Coast half, about 8 a.m., we then get the party started with all sorts of barbecue boats and things.
Barbie boats are good.
Then
down the
roll
canals.
It through all the way to Big Stretch Hummers through to the nightclub.
Stretch Hummers.
And then keep partying all Sunday night and then catch the flight back home to Melbourne on the Monday morning and roll straight on into work. So I feel like I've got a bit of experience up my sleeve.
Well done, Pete.
You have, Pete. And I think Stretch Hummers, add them to your list. It won't be the Gold Coast without us in a Stretch.
Yeah, one of those
Leon.
Real cheap pink ones.
Oh,
with
the
like,
pink Stretch Hummers.
With passion pop in the car.
Yes!
Leon, pretty please. Pretty please, Leon. Can
don't
we
beg
have...
me. I'm absolutely locking that in.
Yeah! Yeah!
Pink. Oh, this is a... Okay, I'm so excited now. Zach in Fentry Gully. Hey, Zach.
We'll even fly a tiger.
Hey,
amazing.
Zach, great. Would you like to come for my big night out?
Yeah, I'd love to come.
Zach, you are on the standby list. And what have you... Have you got any ideas, any tips?
I don't think it would be a good night out without some red fire engines, wouldn't you agree?
Foxy loves a fire engine.
See, you know me, Zach, and for people who don't know what Zach's referring to, I have, as I said, a juvenile palate. I don't actually like alcohol. Yeah. I like what I used to get at the pub when my parents would take me, which is just a red raspberry lemonade. Yeah. And if you add vodka to that, it becomes a red fire engine.
I'm telling you, that's why you don't last long. Blood sugar crashes. Yeah. Having too much fizzy drink.
101.9 The Fox.
Guilty pleasures. We love this. We've loved doing this. Giving you, Melbourne, things that you would never spend money on yourself. It's that guilty splash of cash that you know you should never spend on you because there's the bills to pay, there's kids or people to look after, rent, and then even when you spend that money, you don't love spending it because you go, oh, I should have put it towards something else. But when someone else treats you, it's a win. And we've said go to fox.com.au, put anything down, shopping sprees, golf clubs, spas, holidays.
Anything. This
cars,
one's special,
jet
Boxy.
Skis, whatever
this,
you want.
This one.
This is a good
this
one.
This is a good one.
Well, Mitchell from Carrum Downs, he wrote in to us. And are you there, Mitchell?
Yeah, I'm still here, guys. How are we going?
Mitchy!
Mitch. Now, Mitch, what did you tell us you would love us to spend some guilty money on for you?
So this one isn't actually for me. It's actually for my girlfriend. I wanted to surprise her with an engagement ring.
Oh, romantic, Mitchell.
Beautiful. What's your girlfriend's name, Mitchell?
Her name's Danielle.
Oh. How long have you been together, Mitchell?
Funny you asked that. It was actually our 3-year anniversary on Monday.
Oh, nice.
You've got to wait to the 4th or you just pop it.
Yeah, so perfect timing.
Yeah, good timing.
Well,
3 years.
That is
three-year-itch.
Beautiful gesture. You don't even want to spend it on yourself. You want to put it towards or get an engagement ring for your wonderful girlfriend, Danielle.
What have you got for him, Boxy? What do you got for him?
Here we go, Mitchell. For you, we are going to put $5,000 towards your engagement ring.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's amazing.
$5,000.
Towards?
Towards or for. For or
it'd
towards.
It'd be towards. Yeah. If you're buying an engagement ring,
save that chat for another time. But
spending more than that, Nick.
Mitchell, you've got the $5,000.
Oh.
The brown paper bag with a cash amount in it. So
it's the
risk.
Money.
Risk
the
engagement ring.
This is so heavy.
For a brown paper bag that could have $1,
$20,
$10,000.
This is going to be a hard one because we've just bought a house as well. So the money would go very handy towards a mortgage. So it is very hard decision to make, but I'm going to have to...
Think about it.
I know.
Your fiance-to-be ain't going anywhere. You just bought a house.
Sometimes the 3 years girls go if we're not engaged.
Yeah,
we're going.
They just bought a house.
That, at the same time, so $5,000 to order a ring. It's pretty handy.
But you don't know what I got in my little bag.
I know every bloke in Melbourne is probably saying, don't do it, but I'm going to have to stick with what I sort of applied for, and that was to surprise my girlfriend with a
genuine guy.
Oh, Mitchell, well done. We love that you did that. And that's because of the truth. The idea is you write in and tell us what you want. We give it to you. And you got it. And Mitch, we're so happy for you. Do you want to know what was in the brown paper bag?
I probably don't, but
go on, Fev, rip it open.
There's no choice. We're going to open it. Oh, Mr. Moneybag.
Oh, I would have liked to have talked to the fiancé to boy.
What's in the bag?
Yes, Fev.
You are a real romantic, aren't you?
I hope so, yeah.
$20.
Mitchell!
I would have thought 100% you were going to take that back.
Oh, Mitch, congrats.
Well done, brother.
You got your $5,000. Now, look, Mitch, we've actually got your girlfriend Danielle on the line. Is that right, Leon? Is she here?
Yeah, she hasn't been listening.
Oh, great. So she hasn't been listening. So Mitchell, she's been on hold, but our producers have been talking to her, so she can't hear anything that's just been happening. Are you okay if we put her through?
Yeah, go for it.
Pop the question. Don't be quick.
Are you there, Danielle?
Just putting her through now.
I was just coming through now.
Okay, Mitchell, do it.
Hi, Danielle.
Hello. How are you going?
Good. It's Fifi, Fev and Nick here.
That's
your boyfriend, Mitch.
Morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
So I've got something to tell you.
Yeah.
I did mention to you there was a competition on Fifi and Nick that was the Guilty Pleasures, and behind your back, I applied for an engagement ring. I know is probably not something that you're expecting and something that this is the way that I was going to do it, but live on radio, I would like to know if you'll marry me.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Oh, wow!
Mitch.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh my God, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, Mitch, Danielle, this is beautiful news, and we were so honoured to be part of it. I'm crying for you. This is wonderful.
I just wanted to thank you guys as well. I appreciate that. It's a nice way to sort of finish it all. And,
we'll have to come to the wedding.
Congrats.
Yeah, come to the wedding.
Hey, Danners, so your now fiancé, Mitchell, has won $5,000 towards an engagement ring.
How much the ring's worth?
No, he's got to put more in. So that's what he won, and he had a chance to take a brown paper bag or take the ring. But he loves you so much, he took the money for the ring in the brown paper bag. It was only $20.
Oh, $20 in the bag. Good choice, though.
Well, congratulations, Mitchell, Danielle. Enjoy the day. You should get somehow. Can you go and see each other now to have a hug and a kiss?
I'm actually unfortunately already at work.
We should be the MCs. We should go there and like have a real good party.
Yeah, be the wedding crashers.
Be the wedding crashers. I find you. Yeah, we're coming. Let us know. Keep in touch.
All right. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Congrats,
Mitch.
Sounds like a lovely guy, doesn't he?
Yeah. Congrats, Danielle.
Danielle's got a winner.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
That was a beautiful moment we just got to share with Mitchell and Danielle. Mitchell had contacted us and said his guilty pleasure would be to buy his beautiful girlfriend, Danielle, an engagement ring. And we gave him $5,000 that he could buy an engagement ring with. And then he proposed to Danielle live on air. It was a wonderful moment, and we wish them well, and we hope they have a great weekend celebrating. But you said something interesting, Fev.
Yes.
So when we were saying, Mitch, you can have $5,000, go and get yourself a beautiful engagement ring, you said towards.
Yeah, mate, $5,000 is not even going to get you the band.
Really?
What are you talking about? It'd get me almost 10 engagement rings.
Is that the 20 cent machine? Is that what Luch got stuck with?
Yeah, well, she got first
the gumball
of all,
machine.
Yeah, she got a bouncy ball. Then eventually, she got a temporary.
You finally
tattoo.
Got there. Come on, Charlie, get the right one. No, you got to spend. You got. I posed this question earlier today to our wonderful button pusher Josiah, and Josiah, who you know. You're in love?
Yeah, of course.
You're about to get engaged?
No, whoa, settle.
Jeez, you pulled back there. You said about 30 grand you'd spend.
The bus tires on Desire.
No, I was saying when I'm ready for that moment, for sure. I thought a girl would expect that I spend between 20 and 30 when I can afford that box.
Easy. That's a minimum.
No.
Viv, don't you think, just honestly, there are comparative salaries. I personally
I don't think it matters.
People
save up to it. Like people that don't earn much money will save. This is a forever ring. They've got it forever.
I would be incredibly grateful for a $5,000 engagement ring.
If Nick proposed to you and put a $5,000 ring on you, you'd be like, "Oh, this is amazing, honey." And then you'd be like, oh,
"No, I would appreciate it's all comparative. Like if you're going out with Lachlan Murdoch, yeah, you might expect a $50,000 ring. But if I was going out with someone that didn't have a salary that matched that, I would
save up for it. That's the beauty.
Oh, come on. Some people would be on a salary they'd be saving for a decade before they'd get close to that.
$20,000 grand, he knows. He's an Albanian maestro.
But I want the money towards the house. Like, if you spent that much on me, I'd go, can we not have that towards the home deposit?
Mine wasn't that much because I
agree.
There's a jeweller in the family. There's a jeweller in Lucha's family, which helped out a bit.
Perfect. Yeah. So you would have spent a bit.
It would have been a couple of grand. Yeah. But to get it designed and made and everything within the family. Yeah. Family helping out there.
Yeah, beautiful.
But 20 to 30 is insane.
It's a lot.
That's too much cash for an engagement ring.
Can we talk about this? Guys, have you splashed a lot of cash? What do you think is appropriate for an engagement ring? Let's just test the temperature of Melbourne on that one because I feel like 20 to 30 is really high end.
Too much. But also, Fev, when you propose, you're a gun AFL player.
Yeah, you got cash to splash.
Yeah, I paid 10 grand cash for my ring. I got a cheapie.
But it was valued at 30. It was a
Carlton supporter.
25 grand you could spend 10 years saving for. If you and I were in a relationship and that was you had struggled to save that, I would go, honey, you spend it on the house. Like, this is silly. We got on a holiday. Mm. Yeah. Not the ring.
The second engagement ring was a bit.
Oh, gosh, okay.
We're getting married.
Yes.
I go, hey, hun, let's go on a $30,000 holiday, or I can buy you a $30,000 ring that you'll have forever and we can pass on to our kids. It'll be in our family forever. What would you take?
Well, in that hypothetical, I know what you bought Alex, so I would expect the same.
Who's not taking the holiday? That's insane.
The holiday's over in 2 weeks.
Forget those memories are forever.
But the ring's it'll go down forever. Like Charlie will have it and give it to his wife and then it would go to their kids.
Hey, Dad, did you ever go, did you take Mum overseas? No, but I gave her this small metal circle.
But it means so much.
Yuck.
Chelsea. And you forget when you're older anyway. Did I go to that place? I can't even remember.
Let's see what other people are thinking. Chelsea from Sunbury. Hi, Chels. Are you there, Chelsea?
I'm here.
What do you think about engagement rings and how much you should spend?
So, look, my fiancé and I found my ring together. I actually knew what it was. I had it for like 3 months before he even engaged. But look, I had to have it resized and look, it only cost me like $90, but I love it. And he gave it to me. We found it together and I love him for it because we had money to move out. Don't get me wrong, we're renting. We moved out and saved money to rent because houses are a lot. Mm. But I still love him for it because he didn't go spend thousands or, you know, $30,000 to get me something special to wear on my ring. A house is amazing, yes.
Well, that's
a ring
the same thing.
Is gorgeous, but a house is a home. Yeah. And you can have kids, you can have a family.
Definitely.
But with a ring, it's on your finger. You can lose it. You can lose a gem. You've got to keep it in good nick. And if you lose it, it's even worse. And if you're really bad, but to be honest, I love my ring no matter what because it came from him.
And it's a sentimental value.
Yeah.
How's it going? How many years have you been together now?
So we're 8 years this year in September, and we've been engaged for roughly 3 years, I think it is, roughly coming around to it this year.
So how has the $90 ring gone? It's probably gone as well as a ring that cost 10 grand.
A little different. It's purple and it's gorgeous and I love it and I wouldn't change it for the world because...
What Chelsea said, it's beautiful. It's amazing.
But some people...
But I brought... Whoa, Mr. Trying to butt in. I brought Alex a beautiful engagement ring, right? And I brought beautiful houses.
Oh,
I lost those houses. They're gone.
She's still got the ring.
She got the ring.
Well, yeah. I mean,
just
you,
to unpack what Chelsea
really
said.
You really are a unique cat.
I'm just, I'm just
like,
saying.
It's hard to apply any frivola.
I had literally six houses.
Yeah. Wow. You were doing very well.
Doing very well. Lost them all because I was on the punt.
Yeah.
Went bankrupt, lost them all. But she still had her ring, which was beautiful, and she's still got it now.
See, there's the Fev filter you have to apply to things. It makes things very complicated.
I'm just making it real. Yeah. That's what happens, mate. Life.
Fiona and Nary Warren. Hi, Fiona.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Fee. Now, what do you think about engagement rings and the budget?
Well, I think Fev mentioned before that it's supposed to be 3 months' salary.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, very traditional. And yes, I think that's what I've heard as well. But now we're in 2021 where women are working also. Shouldn't you just go halves?
Oh, no, I would never say that to Ali.
That's a great point. I've just got to send my wife a text. You owe me
$7.
101.9 The Fox.
It is Friday, and what a Friday morning it has been. Fifi, you haven't been out for over 8 years, and Fev and I have organised this for you.
I was fun. I was party fun, Fee.
It's time for Boxy's Big Night Out. All night, she'll go from the club straight to the show. The biggest party I've had.
Our legendary mates at Underworks helping you have your big night out. Boxy's big night out. And it's not anywhere. We are taking you to the Gold Coast.
Yes, and we're taking listeners. Anyone who wants to come can register for the standby list.
It's massive. It's going to be such an incredible night. And
huge.
I'm just worried about one team member of ours, Mr. Brendan Favola, because when we announced this an hour ago, God, he was up and about.
Heading to the Gold
Coast. We're going to the Gold Coast.
Yeah. One night only.
Cab Avenue.
Cab Ave.
Cocktails and Dreams.
Cocktails and Dreams.
Yes.
And then after the announcement, we went to a song.
Interesting decision. This is an interesting decision.
But Fev left. I thought he must be doing business. Big business Brendan, as he's known around here. And he's gone into the other studio to take a phone call.
Interesting, Boxy.
And then we come back a little bit quieter, a little bit more demure.
Do I have to press this button?
You do.
Probably press it. Depends if you want a job tomorrow.
All right, here we go.
Yes. Big announcement on today's show. We are heading to the Gold Coast, Boxy. Flutters a shit Carter's hat, Nick.
Oh,
have a good Friday, guys.
So flat. What's happened? I don't know. What was that phone call about? The PlayStation broke or what happened? You're just a bit down? We just want to make sure everyone's good because we're bloody up and about. It's Boxy's big night out.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Are we looking forward to it?
Yeah,
we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Here we are. It's going to be awesome fun.
It's going to be great.
Our good friends at Underworks.
I am so excited. And Underworks, they got behind my single mum's baby shower. All the milestones in my life they've been part of. And this is the first time the three of us will have gone out because from pregnancies and babies, Fev, in our friendship, we've never had a night out together.
We may never have one.
From baby showers to big night out, Underworks, they've got you covered for all occasions, including you, Fev. Underworks, the number one down under for
life
socks.
Partner.
Hey, for Melbourne as well. You all right, Fev?
Just going through life.
From Monday as well, Melbourne, you can be put on the standby list to come to Boxy's big night out.
Fifi, Bev and Nick. Grab the Fifi, Bev and Nick podcast anytime on the Listener app. And grab all the big brand cosmetics you need for half price at Chemist Warehouse's Cosmetic Mayhem Sale. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. 101.9, this is the fire.